the wraps on another school year if you haven't already. And now we've got a classroom pledge from Mrs. Walker's fourth grade class at Treaty Rock Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Couple named their daughter Reese Cup.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Avista.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
Hi there, everybody.
Howdy.
Welcome to the news on a... what is a beautiful Tuesday morning. Driving to work this morning, I had my windows down, and I thought, boy, this is the kind of day I'd like to do a show outside.
Yeah, it's really nice out.
It just felt like it, you know? What is the high today?
It's the peak of the temperatures.
What do you think that peak will be?
Oh, that's the question. I'm sorry. I didn't know you need a description there. What, 85?
Oh, really? That warm?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez.
Then we cool a bit, and then into the 60s by the weekend.
Okay, it felt weird last night because it got windy while I was barbecuing, and I thought, oh, no, is a storm a-brewing? But apparently it was not. The storm will, if we get a storm, it'll be, what, tonight into tomorrow?
Sure. I think there's a chance of rain late tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I'm looking at the hourly now. The wind will start cranking up around 1, wind advisory through like 9. I don't see any rain in the hourly at this point.
It's not a brewing, apparently.
No, I have to say that Friday, I have DJing a wedding that is outdoors, and I met with the bride and groom last week, and they had mentioned, she said, all I want is it for it to be like 70, maybe 75. And a little cloudy. And she said that would be the perfect day.
Because
she didn't want it super hot.
She might get her wish.
And it looks like it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
So I just thought, well, there you go.
They've never been wrong this far out.
I'll be happy. No. I mean, what is it? 3 days? Come on.
Yeah, it's guaranteed at this point.
You got to get it right if it's 3 days out.
Okay.
I can predict things 3 days from now.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Roll. Okay. Can't wait.
Yeah, Friday, I will not be here.
That's correct.
Jay will not be here.
That's also right.
Steve?
Oh, I'll be here.
Steve will be here.
Are you ever going to take a vacation day?
I think I am.
Way to sound confident with it.
Do you have one planned?
Yeah.
This makes me happy because I'm worried about you not taking any vacations.
I don't really have vacation time yet, really. But
you work in the state of Washington. I think everybody has vacation time after you work 1 minute.
I do, but not.
And you can take like a year off if you have a baby.
I do, but I don't have a lot of it. So, but no, I think I'm taking off Monday the 24th.
You think so, huh?
Well, that is not good for us.
Mm. Why? What's happening?
Don't worry about it.
Well, that's Hoop Fest week.
Right, we still have that thing, right?
That's a big deal. Well, you know what? Don't worry about it, though. I think Slim's in town, so we'll have him come in.
That's fine.
Now this.
How does that make you feel?
A little jealous.
These are jokes. Okay, let's go ahead with the news. Guys, do you ever have the thing where you go online and you're ready to buy something, and it's a website that you haven't used before or whatever, and then they go, oh, insert your credit card number. Isn't it annoying, right? Like, I got to go grab my wallet, and you got to go get your wallet, and then you got to put your card in. It's annoying. And that's why Mark Nielsen, I'm not sure how you say his last name. He is Visa's global head of consumer payments.
Whoa.
I have a feeling he makes a lot of money.
That's a title.
He's got a credit card. Gold one.
He says he sees a world where the plastic card in your wallet becomes increasingly obsolete and that the standard 16-digit account number becomes worthless.
Okay.
This is from a recent interview where he said all these things yesterday, and so it's, you know, everyone's talking about it right now because we all use it. And he said, you know, there's been more changes in the last 5 years to how we do payments than there was in the previous 50 years.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Which is very, I mean, yeah. It was, you know, you paid check or cash for the longest time, and then it became debit, and then now there's all these ways to pay. Here is what they call flexible credential. Is basically what's going to happen is you're going to be able to link all of your payment information together. Instead of having, you know, three or four different cards, your debit card, your credit card, your whatever, you will have a unique flexible credential that means you, and it will have all things linked together. So then you'll be able, oh, you could go in and set up anything less than $100, I would like to go to this account.
Okay.
Anything over $100, I want to go to this account. Or obviously you can just select the account as well, but you could set up some automated things.
So even if I have a bunch of different credit cards with a bunch of different businesses, I could still get them all linked into one personal ID?
That's right. Flexible credential, as it is called.
Flexible credential, yeah.
Uh-huh. They also said that tap to pay is changing a lot as well. Let's say you're on the phone with somebody and you are, I'm thinking of it, I just called one of the doctor's offices the other day and said, hey, I got to get payment set up, whatever, I need to get this paid. And I was talking to them, she's like, okay, what's your credit card number? We don't save those. And I was like, yep, I know that, so let me go get my card. No, instead
you're like,
of,
good, because I've had to use a bunch of different ones of them. I don't save them either, if you know what I'm talking about.
You just do this, Jay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you tap your card to your phone.
Oh, baby.
While you're talking, you tap your card to the phone. It sends them the information.
I don't know,
get
man.
Out of here.
Seems kind of weird.
Get out of here.
You get out of here.
Now you'll just tap your card to your phone if you want to put it into your Apple Pay.
At some
Google
point, you can
Pay,
just think about
wallet.
It, right? You can just go,
it's
pay.
Coming there.
They put a chip in your head.
Now, they've been doing this flexible credential in Japan for a while with, they say, huge success. So, I don't know. I think it's cool because it makes everything more convenient and easy, and it does make sense.
It's coming whether you like it or not.
I've kind of gone to the thing where I only use one bank for everything.
Right.
And so I kind of have this already, I feel like, where I can just do whatever I want with different accounts. But
whatever
I don't
you
know.
Want?
Yeah. Seriously.
Wow.
Steve, I do whatever I want. Sometimes they don't always approve.
Right, yeah.
And apparently they charge you a fee for that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What's your go-to dance move? I have to put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
Go-to I don't dance think, move?
Maybe a little.
Okay.
Bring it back to the 90s.
Kevin James.
That's awkward on the radio. That doesn't sound like he's dancing.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kev.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's read this listener letter today. I've got an issue and it's driving me crazy at work. Small office, there's about 8 people total depending on the day, and I'm the assistant to the owner of the company. We have worked together for almost 2 years, always had a great work relationship. However, he refuses to stop talking politics with me. He is getting more and more radical about it all the time, and it's exhausting. First of all, I don't totally agree on politics with him, and I made the mistake of having a discussion or two in the beginning when he brought it up. Now I just try not to engage, but he goes off on his rants anyways. I've told him that I don't want to hear it and that I'm busy, but it doesn't stop. He always comes back for more. Honestly, everything that happens in a day, he somehow is able to turn it into political talk. I've told our HR department, but I honestly think they don't want to deal with it, or if they did, he just doesn't care. How in the world can I try to make this situation better? If I thought it would stop after the election, maybe I'd just stick it out, but I'm not sure that's going to be the case. So what do I do?
Okay, so 509-441-0999. Over to you, Steve.
It's now time for Political Talk with Steve Heskey.
Oh, I love that.
Do you now?
Did I write this letter?
Oh, man.
I don't remember.
Oh, boy.
Doing that.
What do you think? What do you? How do you handle it?
Boy, that is interesting. I mean, well, I mean, I would do pretty much what this person was doing and just kind of try and avoid the conversation about it. Be like, oh, you know, whatever. And try and just be like, okay, I hear what you're saying. And yeah, can we talk about something else? Or, hey, I got work to do. That
it's harder with less people in the office, probably.
It is. And I think, and because it's a small office, like she said, she went to HR already. And who knows in a small company what HR is?
Yeah.
Like she said, I don't even know if they dealt with it because they don't want to go tell him.
I think I'm just like this. I'm like, let's say it's you, Kev. Let's really make this fun and make you the boss.
Okay.
I'm going to go in your office. I'm like, Kev, dude, the whole political thing, it just gets me so irate that I just can't even work. Let's just make an agreement to not talk about it anymore because I can't do it. I just don't like, I'd want to stay as positive as possible, and I can't.
Is that because you don't agree with me
and
you
don't
want to hear what I'm saying? I mean, I know your political views because you told me beforehand.
I've just given up on it at this moment.
It's ridiculous at this point.
I've given up on it at this point, and I can't work and talk politics at the same time, and I got too much to do. So here's what I'm going to do. Every time you start talking politics, I'm just going to go, ah, and put my hand up. Okay? Because it's only the way I can get through this. Cool? Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right, Steve, so that's what we have to do here at work when people start talking politics.
Give them the, can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it.
I still do have, I think, that spray water bottle.
Ooh, there you go. Just. No. Actually, label it.
Natalie says, you just have to go say, like you said, Jay, I respect how you feel.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear about this stuff at work. And please stop. It's starting to make me feel uncomfortable, and I'm not able to get my work done.
I think you just put it on you because it is bothering you. You just say, hey, man, look, I'm not going to say I agree or disagree, but the whole nonstop battling thing is literally driving me nuts, and I can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm just going to check out for a while. Whether you think that's cool or not, I'm going to check out so I get my work done.
There is a good chance that he doesn't stop.
It's possible.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's really fired up about stuff and everything, the fact that she said everything that happens in a day, he's somehow able to turn it into politics. That's a guy he's wound tight about it right now.
Yeah.
Right? And that's going to be tough. Other people suggesting headphones.
Headphones?
Okay. Like just say, hey, I decided I need to listen to music. And if she's getting her work done and helping him out.
That's funny.
I mean, maybe they're not busy.
Especially
I don't know.
If you don't put them on until after he starts talking.
Yeah, headphones on.
As soon as he starts, hey, did you see this today? And you're like, la, 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 la.
Can't listening, can't get mad.
Can't get mad. Not your fault.
Amanda says it is his company. And if he's not going to listen to you and no one can deal with him, then at some point you might just need to get a new jobby job.
New jobby job.
Okay. New job city. Which may be the case too. Like if it just becomes an issue and he won't stop, then you might have to just be like, okay.
I think just like with anything. Deal with it. That's kind of like with anything.
You're gonna be out of here.
If your boss is driving you that crazy, at some point you just got to get a new boss.
Jen says if he's talking about how much he hates Biden, then just let the guy rant away. I don't know what that means.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do dogs, how do they know where to go 4 miles away? It's not a place where they live. It's not like it was their home. It was a campsite.
Kevin James.
I mean, their nose is that great?
Is that what it is?
What other explanation could there be? They got GPS?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, don't forget, you can take the app, get it, download it. It's free, and then you can take us with you. Also, don't forget, you can check out the podcast. Also free, you can download the podcast and listen to the show. I mean, at midnight if you wanted to. Maybe you're just, you work a different shift or whatever the case might be. You can just listen to the shoe on the podcast. Entertainment news is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. I have a quick Morgan Wallen statistic for you. He chalked up his 51st week at number one with the album One Thing at a Time. That's the second longest for a solo artist in the 60-year history of the chart. 51
So that's
weeks.
On the country charts, 51 weeks at mm-hmm. number one.
Yep, that chart's been around for 60 wow. years. He surpassed Luke Combs. This one's for you. And Shania Twain's Come On Over. Both of those were at 50 weeks at number one. He, of course, also holds the record as the number one with his double album, Dangerous. And Kevin, how long was that? How many weeks was that at number one?
Ooh, 38.
Oh, it'd be number one, so it had to be longer than 51.
Wait. It's longer than the other one?
97 weeks.
Whoa.
97 weeks at number one for Dangerous, the double album. He holds the first place at 97 weeks and the second place at 51 weeks.
Oh, okay. So, I got you. It wasn't the new album that is the all-time winner.
No. Double album, 97 weeks. Probably never broken would be my guess.
I mean, it feels like an unbreakable record, but anymore, I just don't know.
It's hard to bet against it, but 97 weeks is insane.
It's a couple years.
Thank you.
Dang near.
Mm-hmm.
Dang near, a couple years.
Mm-hmm. 104, technically. I just, you know.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly.
About country music.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Combs, he's real good. We like him. We love Luke. His new song is called what? I don't know the name.
There's No Love in Oklahoma.
There's No Love in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. It's off the movie Twisters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's part of the soundtrack of that movie. It's like the lead song for that movie.
Correct.
Okay. So that song is out right now. That is Luke Combs' new song.
I'll give you a little snippet of it. I mean, it just sounds like a soundtrack song. When you think about Twisters and then you hear this song.
It does.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm confused about is I saw that Luke is doing some interviews. He's making the rounds right now. And I'm like, what's up with Luke Combs? And I'm like, is he just promoting the movie? Is he in the movie? No, right. He's not. He's just on the soundtrack. He's promoting his new album that comes out this week called Fathers and Sons.
Right.
Which is the album that we've talked about for a long time. Like, once Luke Combs became a dad and started writing dad songs, they were going to be awesome, right?
Yep.
And we haven't heard his dad songs yet, but they're going to be on this new album. And so I am confused. Why does he not have a song out off of this album? It was very weird to me.
Because he's doing the movie one, and it's weird timing. Is that what you're thinking? It's just
yeah,
it's unusual that you would do the soundtrack movie before your own album. I don't know what the agreement was there.
Yeah, it just kind of it was weird to me where I was like, wait, his album comes out this week?
Yeah, Friday.
Because we haven't heard a song from it to be promoting the album, you know? So I just thought that was a little weird. And I'm very excited to hear the Luke Combs, you know, I'm a Dad music.
Maybe he was looking for a tempo song, and most of the songs off his new album are maybe a little bit more, like you said, dad-kid type songs.
Yeah, maybe, but I feel like Luke's going to make a few upbeat dad songs, too.
And the movie doesn't come out till mid-July.
Wait, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that makes even less sense.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm just very confused by it, because usually they have that stuff pretty dialed in, where it's like, hey, Luke's song right now that's number one is on his new album.
Well,
such and such. The song, nothing against the blue Zebco that gets hung up every cast. He thinks he's learning fishing from the man that taught Bill dance. And I think as I'll tangle it and put it in his hands. I hope he never finds out that I didn't hang the moon. I mean, it's his dad's son songs, you know. They're gonna be great.
Oh yeah. One day between him leaving home and driving on my knee, maybe I'll finally be the man he sees in me. Yeah, I mean,
pray one day I'll finally be the man he sees in me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna be great at writing dad songs.
For sure, yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to say this, that there's no rules anymore. He may have both of them out at the same time, Kevin.
Well, yeah, maybe. Then release a song right now. Let's go, Luke. You got an album coming out Friday, bud.
Yeah, hey, bud.
It's just kind of weird.
Come on, bud.
And I also the song that's out now, whatever it is, No Wind in Oklahoma.
Ain't No Love in Oklahoma.
It just sounds like a dad yelling at his kids. I mean.
Well, I don't. I mean, he is kind of yelling.
He sounds very angry.
He's kind of yelling,
yeah,
but it's not.
Very angry, yeah. Which I get because it's for a Twisters. It's for a tornado. Mm-hmm. But
This just in, he's going to have both songs out at the same time.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
What's he going to release? Do
that
we know?
Song that I just one? Played for okay. you. Yeah, that snippet right there.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I could clear it up.
I appreciate you.
Steve, always, over to you.
Always there.
I do what I can.
Yeah. I got a couple of facial hair / hairstyle stories, I guess.
Oh, I thought you were telling us. I thought you literally were breaking into entertainment news to tell us that you have a couple facial hairs. And I was like,
one,
for you, Steve.
One in the mustache area and one in the beard area.
All right. That was
but
nice.
What you were trying to say is that you have facial hair stories. I got you. Let's do it.
Oh, man. So Terry Clark was being interviewed the other day, and apparently she was doing some sort of, I guess, press or something with Blake Shelton back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
And he stepped out of his car to get someplace, Blake Shelton did, and fans were behind him, so they couldn't see like the front of him, and they thought that was her.
He thought he was Jesus.
So apparently that was at least part of, or maybe the full reason as to why he got rid of his mullet.
Oh, man. Come on now.
At least that's according to...
The mullet.
That's hilarious.
Blake's mullet. I could see how you would think that. Terry Clark a little curvier than Blake, but you know what?
Terry Clark, tall.
She is tall, isn't she?
Yeah very
Blake,
tall. Yeah.
Blake is tall, yeah.
Blake's hair was,
and if
back
you were
then,
thinking
it was
that
something else.
You were thinking maybe it was supposed to be Terry Clark. Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, you know.
So, yeah, apparently the fans were like, Terry, hey, Terry. So, like, yeah, no, this isn't so great for me.
Blake Can you imagine Shelton? He turns around and they're like, oh, no. Oh, no. Never mind.
Yeah. Whoopsie.
Who's that worse for, Terry Clark or Blake Shelton?
Well, that's the thing. She was like, I don't really know if it's a compliment for me or for him.
No,
What's going on
there? I don't think either, actually. But,
So there's that. And then also I saw this. Bradley Cooper has a new beard going on where he's completely hairless in the chin area.
Excuse me?
But he's got everything else bearded. So it's
like pork chops, basically?
He looks, they're comparing him to Hugh Jackman's Wolverine character, is kind of what he looks like.
Oh, I see it now.
And it's an interesting look.
I would not have recognized him, especially with glasses on.
Yeah, the picture with the sunglasses that pops up is very...
That's insane.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, I don't know if I've seen people that have that particular
style.
I mean,
he has hair under the chin.
Right.
It's just all on the chin is completely gone.
Yeah.
I have never seen that beard look, I don't think.
Maybe it'll be the new thing. I mean, Bradley Cooper's doing
it. Well, if he's doing it, I'm doing it.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I was in a hurry to get out of there because I went, for whatever reason, I think I went to school to help my wife because it's the end of the year. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
Kevin James.
Have you heard about the end of the year, end of the school year?
I mean, you're probably not as much as you have.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Man, right off the forehead. You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I might have what this next segment is called. Comments. Question. What is it? Steve, what is it again?
Well, now you're all confused. Thoughts, comments, concerns.
Thoughts, comments, and concerns.
Step two.
Comment.
Step three.
Concern.
Thoughts, comments, concerns. Thoughts, comments, concerns.
Show. We would like to hear your thoughts, comments, or concerns right now.
You can call or text 509-441-0999. Thoughts, comments, concerns. Kevin?
I will give you one of my thoughts that I had yesterday. You know how, what do you have to do when you recycle a plastic bottle? You put
make sure there's no liquid in it.
Yeah, and you make sure, you throw it away. I mean, you don't throw it away. You throw it in the recycling.
Mm-hmm.
But then the cap, you're supposed to throw in the garbage.
Yeah,
right?
I did it wrong for a lot of times.
I did too.
And I just left the cap on there. I think it was our buddy Rick that said, no, you're supposed to take the cap off.
And then, Jay, I saw this cap yesterday. on a root beer, I believe I was drinking.
Okay.
That says, please recycle with cap on. Is that a thing?
How is...
Well, I don't know. It feels just like the regular cap.
Hmm. Is it made of something different, do we think, or something?
It doesn't feel like it, Jay.
I don't
recycle
know.
Recycle bottle with cap on. That's what it says.
And do you throw... You don't throw the... You throw the cap in the trash normally?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes I accidentally throw the cap in there, but it's just off the bottle. Is that also wrong?
Oh, I don't know. See, now that's...
Steve, do you have any answers to these questions?
I don't know. I guess I've been doing it wrong.
What do you do? Just throw the whole bottle in there?
Yeah, I thought that's what you were supposed to
do. The thing I don't get about recycling is, how is glass not recyclable just in the regular recycling bin?
I don't know, man. I don't understand recycling at all. I think we need a field trip to the recycling plant.
Ooh, let's do that. Step
one. Thought. Step
two. Comment. Step three. Concern.
I have this comment. Just because you want to do it doesn't mean it's okay.
That's the truth.
I'm in traffic yesterday, and I'm on Washington, I guess it would be, going south. Which, by the way, sorry about the South Hill, everybody who lives up there or has to do anything up there.
Yeah, more construction on 29th.
29th and Regal is closed?
The 29th has been closed so many spots, or down to one lane. It's just nonstop construction up there, and it's already so congested.
I heard a lady was on Southwest Boulevard yesterday. She said she was basically stopped for 45 minutes. So sorry about that. Just don't do it unless you have to. So I'm going south. There are four lanes at that moment. This person is in the third lane from the left and decides to turn left. So they have to, she has to cross two lanes.
That's not right.
No. So she realizes, she starts to turn left and... because she's going to miss her turn. So now she's blocked, because obviously you can't just go. There's too many cars. So now she's blocking two lanes, waiting for people in the far left lane to stop and let her go. And I'm like, look, just because you want to turn there doesn't mean you get to. You have to miss your turn and turn somewhere else.
Right.
You don't just get to, like, inconvenience.
Just because you want to do it doesn't mean you should.
Thank you, Kevin. Steve, any thoughts?
That's what you said at the beginning, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Any comments, thoughts, comments,
thoughts,
concerns?
Comments, concerns, Steve?
Okay, so on my way to Coeur d'Alene over the weekend.
What is this, a thought, comment, or concern?
This is a thought.
Okay.
Or maybe a comment.
Oh, boy.
A combo. I'm screwing up the game. So we have, I was with my buddy Colton on our way to Coeur d'Alene for our remote.
Yeah.
And he says to me that he was having some hot dogs when he went camping, and that's all he had over like a whole day period.
Love it.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Love it.
That's great. Okay.
And he goes, yeah, it's kind of rough though, because hot dogs are supposed to take like 36 minutes off your life for every hot dog.
Oh, wow.
I go, what? I had no idea. Apparently there was a study done like 2 years ago, and hot dogs take like 36 minutes off your life.
Yes.
But I also looked up what can add to your life. And maybe this is what got me interested in PB&Js yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Peanut butter and jelly can add 32 minutes to your life.
Whoa. That's great news, Steve. I actually have a story coming up in the news about things that could add habits that'll add 24 years to your life.
Oh. Well, that's better than minutes.
Whoa.
But I figure...
I love this show.
I figure, though, you eat a hot dog, eat PB&J in the same setting.
Cancels out.
Yeah.
I like what you did there. You know what?
Well done, Steve.
Good work there. Yeah, so, thank you.
Problem solved.
Yeah. Also, both worth it.
Yeah.
And apparently, if that's the case, my granddaughter's going to live forever. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.